Welcome back to the pod, everyone. Hello, Lauren. How are you feeling today after your long week of work?
I am shattered.
You've got a sick voice. Do you know
that? I've got a tired voice.
Oh,
my sticky shoes. No, I'm shattered, honestly, this week. Took it out of me. 26 kids. Like, I actually was saying yesterday, I don't even spend this much time with my own kids.
That's a chaperoning at the Panto. Not the Panto. I'm so used to saying that because you're a Panto girl.
Panto girl.
This was in the theatre for Oliver, which I went to see with Ella, and it was genuinely brilliant.
Yeah.
I actually was watching it going, see if I went to a Broadway show, right? And that was in full-on New York. I'd paid £100 a ticket. I'd have been delighted.
Would you?
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, that is so good.
All the adults in it. Do you know what it is, right? I don't go to a lot of shows, right, in general. I think the last show I went to was the one where I met Gary Lustig.
Oh, fangirl.
What was that?
It was
Phil Monty.
Is that why you were going? Yeah, I wanted to see what's going on there. Gary Lustig.
She waited at stage door of her programme like,
I actually did, by the way. Did we ever find that picture?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really
it's a proper, and it's a high selfie as well. It's like way up here.
Oh, yeah, original selfies.
It's giving 2004.
Yes, it is.
So I've only been to that, and I think maybe one more that I can't even remember. So the fact that I seen that, like, it was brilliant.
It was.
And Ella loved all the dancing, and all the kids were amazing. It was really, really good. However, unfortunately, I had to cut it short because she was not well. And all of our kids have not been well this week.
I actually think we should do it like a public health announcement, because everyone has this bug that's like severe cramps in your stomach, spewing, but not all the time. They don't all spew.
But the spew is projectile.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad.
It's a bit norovirus-y, but not as fast.
Well, it was like projectile for maybe 10 minutes and then they were fine after, but just pure stomach cramps, like really, really bad, that you think their appendix is going to burst or something.
Oh, is that what happens when you're sick?
No, I just thought that they,
Is this medical information?
I just thought they get pure sore stomach and you're like, oh my God, I need to do something or something.
Yeah,
it happened.
Well, Lauren was literally spewed on and that's how she got hers.
I know, that's how I think I wasn't well, because I took not well and I was fine. And then Willis took not well and she was sick everywhere. Now, I mean everywhere.
See, when they're at that age where they don't know how to aim and how to be prepared. Like, see, when you know they're sick and you want to see
and
them.
And they just stand and go, bah.
No, but she tried to get out. The worst thing was, we said she could have a sleepover that night in Nora's bed. Nora's big, brand new, cream, Buckley bed.
Oh, God.
With the double duvet.
No.
So she was sick all over the floor, went up the bed. She was also sick down the other side of the bed, all over all the stuffed toys. The massive squishy got it. The throw cushions got it.
It up everywhere.
It was all over her. And she was like, I was trying to get to the toilet.
That's
and
a week worth of washing into it.
I was up. I literally finished a shift. Can you hear my stomach?
It's actually gravelly. Guess who's not had the rolling bacon?
It's like the grumpy one from Sesame Street. Grouchy.
Do you know, see, when we were at my mum's, like staying at my mum's, which is the worst time for your child to get not well. Marcus woke up and spewed spaghetti bolognese all over the wall.
Oh,
right, cream walls. And I cleaned the whole wall. It's stained, right? So there's like splash, like a mural up the wall of just spew.
Abstract.
And I was like, Mum, I'm going to need to repaint that wall because it's like, that's not coming off. I've scrubbed it. And see, the next time we went to stay, Marcus is like, I'm not staying in that bed right next to the sick wall. I'm like, it's
your
sick. You that did it.
You're the Picasso.
Uh-huh.
I like a Picasso. No, so that's been pretty horrific. And then you've been ill ever since, although you look better now.
Yeah, I feel better now. But I was ill, had to miss a night of work. And then the next night after that, she wasn't well. So it was like my first day back. And it was a belt. It was back to back shows, and that's not for the faint hearted.
Oh, Jesus.
And I never finished until like 11:30. So you're not getting home till like 12:30. Got all into bed, climbed into bed, and then 2:00 is when she came down, and I was up the full night, cleaning the sick, hand washing a double duvet because you can't fit that in your washing machine.
No, and also see the big washing machines. You don't want to go near them.
Yes,
because people put their horse jackets in them.
I just feel like that is like a bad person's dream. That's where you're going to take your clothes and wash them if you've done something.
This is the washing machines at the garage.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdest concept ever. Whoever thought to put a massive washing machine at a petrol station?
I know. Yeah. It's
murderers, basically.
Yeah.
One thing I would say is it's something that you want to wash that's in there, but you definitely don't want it in your house washing machine, therefore it's going to be filthy.
Yeah, so somebody said that to me. That's where all the horse riders go, and then everything that you wash comes out covered in horse hair, which is the worst.
I couldn't imagine it worse. I just don't like pet hair.
Allergy mom. So what's your plans for this week, girls? We're actually recording on a Sunday for this reason, and it feels weird.
It does feel weird.
This is the freshest episode you're ever going to get, by the way.
I know.
It is. Like live now, Lorna, I'm getting your grumble.
Why? You just need to have breakfast in the morning.
I don't like breakfast in the morning.
You need to just make yourself.
I can't. It actually makes me feel queasy.
I don't get queasy. I just like to do intermittent fasting because it's the only way that I can like maintain my weight loss.
Yeah.
I had a crispy bacon roll this morning. It was fantastic.
Was the bacon really crispy?
Yep.
Okay, that's fine.
A crispy bacon roll on a soft roll with loads of butter.
That's delightful.
Like Andy
and sauce.
I don't have sauce. The butter is the sauce. See, if you put on enough butter.
That.
Yeah, if you put enough butter on, the butter's salty. The sauce.
No, I feel like you need a wee red sauce.
No,
because
then it changes the whole flavour. Actually, the other day, Andy was like trying to like surprise me with a bacon roll, and he came up the stairs and he was like, here you go. And I went, that's got tomato sauce on it. I can't have that.
Sorry.
I can't.
How utterly crushing for his confidence. I know. That you've went. He's been like, I can just imagine him like in my head, he's got on like no top, a pair of boxers and like a wee penny, right? And he's making her like, there's music on in the background. He's having his wee morning.
He's singing his songs.
He's singing his songs. He's thinking, my wife's going to love this. I'll give her a breakfast in bed. And he's walked upstairs all happy with himself because he is a Labrador. And the black cat's went, meow.
We fall out about this, right? Because the amount of times I've said to him, you don't put sauce on someone else's food.
Yeah.
Why is she speaking to him like she's his mum? We've spoken about this before, Andrew. You don't put sauce on other people's foods.
It happened all. He used to make me stuff, right? And then he'd be like, right, there you go. And I look at it and it's covered in pepper. I'm like, I don't
know. Pepper's a seasoning though. That's for flavour.
Yeah, but I get to choose that. That's my thing.
Okay, plain Jane. Don't season my food. Don't put any sauce on it. Give me it plain, dry and crispy.
Yeah, and then let me have the satisfaction. Okay. Andy Poo gets on it. Like, see the salt and sauce situation. Like, we had a chippy the other night and I literally pour like a whole bottle of vinegar on and like a whole tub of salt.
Vinegar first, like, though, obviously.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Anyone who does that the other way around, by the way, is criminal, because all you're doing is basically it's like washing your face after you've put your makeup on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pointless. Mm-hmm. You have to have the vinegar on first, therefore the salt will stick to everything else.
And then I have far too much salt and everything, right? But see, when I put the salt on, see, once the salt like starts to sink in a wee bit and you can't see it anymore, I just put more salt on.
Yeah, you have to taste the salt.
So much.
Funnily enough, that is actually what Willis had for her dinner that night, that she was violently sick with a chippy.
No. Was she
quite literally, I'm like, do you not chew your food?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was full fish flakes.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh.
I know that from the spaghetti bolognese incident as well.
You just need to stop because this is so graphic.
I know.
Everyone can spell this podcast. It's like a, what do they call it, like 5D. Yeah. It's a 5D experience. I have a wee recommendation, right? So it was my neighbour's birthday, and he's quite like my dad in a lot of ways. Like, he doesn't drink and he doesn't do anything that I would go, that's something that I would be able to go, you can get a present from that, if that makes sense. Like, he likes like walking his dog, he likes music, all that kind of stuff, right? So I try and also think, like, when I'm buying him something for his birthday, because they're really good neighbours, says, what did I get him? And I said to his wife, I was like, what shall I get him for his birthday? Like, give me an idea. She's like, don't be daft, all that stuff. I was like, no, don't be British about this. Just tell me what he likes, right? She's like, does love a cream cake and he loves a Danish pastry. I was like, perfect. Easy. Do you know where you need to go? And I've told you this before. It's a place called Daly. It is. It's basically, see where Duke Street is? It's like behind there. It's, do you know where the Royal is?
Uh-huh.
Round that direction.
Right, okay.
Google it. I'm not your map. Why are you asking me for directions? Sally's sat nap here.
Okay.
Anyway, it's round about there. And it is the weirdest situation, right? Because you would never think there'd be a coffee shop here. It's like all tenement flats and just a random coffee shop.
How did you come across this?
Because I found it. And I swear to God, they do the best coffees ever. And see the cakes. Unreal.
I feel like Fred does that quite a lot. Just finds like wee hidden places.
Yeah. See the guy that owns it? He is probably the most interesting person I think I've ever met.
You said this about somebody else from a different coffee shop.
Yes.
Who?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
I can't remember what coffee shop it was. It was somebody else.
No, this is the same coffee shop.
Oh, wait.
It's the same one.
I thought this was that one.
This is the guy who used to work in used to work in Stone Island, and then he moved to America.
Uh-huh.
He told me his whole story, oh, right?
Okay, it's the same guy.
He is.
I thought he'd been outdone by someone else.
I thought this coffee shop was in a totally different... I thought this coffee shop was near the Hydro.
No, it is not.
It's Google the other way. Really.
It's the other way. But see, this guy, he is so interesting, right? He needs to get a podcast. And see, if you're looking for somebody, go in a coffee shop, you want a chat, he will literally tell you his whole life story, and he's so interesting. He's not there now. I was gutted because he's away doing like a solo trip in Thailand. One of these kill people, right? But the coffee shop's still running. And if you're ever around that area, please go in. It's always queued out. It's literally got two seats in it and then like a front desk. It's
brilliant. Does he know about the gossip of the guy, probably?
It's so interesting.
The two seats in a coffee shop, though, kind of puts me off wanting to sit in, though.
No, it wouldn't. I don't want to leave.
What? There's only two seats in it?
There's only a wee table and two seats. It's more like a takeaway type of thing. But so interesting. Please go one day.
He's providing entertainment, really.
Majorly. Yeah. People are going back. And I said that. I was like, every person that came in that shop, when we were there, he knew who they were and what their order was.
Oh, that's nice.
I
love that.
I was like, I actually said to him, I was like, there's been about 14 people have walked in the shop and you know every one of them. It's like, oh, they're all neighbours. But he was like, oh, how are you? How's your husband? How'd he gone last week? Is he home yet? But I'm like, how do you remember all that stuff? I love people like that, just like proper salt of the earth.
I can't remember anybody. Like, I genuinely can't remember anybody.
No, I'm kind of like that as well.
What, you don't remember?
My memory is shocking. I've said it before. I genuinely think I have like early onset something.
I've said this before, right? But I feel like the reason I can't remember anything is because I remember so much shit from years ago.
Yeah.
I've got so many like wee stories that'll pop out of my head. I'm like, oh my God, you remember this? Like, I was telling Andy the other night something that had happened like on a night out when I was like 14 that was making me laugh. And I was like, how can I remember that? But everything in my current life, stuff that actually matters, I can't remember anything.
Yeah. If you don't write it down, it's not happening, or it didn't happen.
Very true.
That's it. You need to write it down. It's all day, Jaylee.
It is. Well, I actually went, I was at the doctor's, right? Well, I'm like, my medical updates on here. And I was like, I've said this to you before, I want to get an assessment for ADHD, right?
I think you and I both, hun.
Uh-huh. So I said to the guy, I was like, blah, blah, blah. I went through the whole thing, and I was like, I'm basically just trying to find out what happens if I go private, and how do you get, like, your prescription recognised, blah, 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 right? The NHS is absolutely done with stuff like this. Yeah. The guy's like, it's actually like 4 years wait list. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
You can find out at the end of your life.
Uh-huh. How ridiculous is that? I'm like, but I don't get a discount on my tax. Still have to pay full tax. And I've got potholes down the street and a 4-year wait list if I actually need something. Anyway, I thought they had like a really good wee tactic. So I told him like, I forget everything. Like, I'm really disorganized, really overwhelmed with everything because I just can't remember like 10 seconds ago.
Yep.
And he's like, right, okay, like, you sound like you've got all the symptoms and whatever, so we can put you on the list. I just need to fill out this form.
So fill out this wee form.
Yeah. I've lost the form, obviously. And he knew I was going to lose the form.
That was a play to buy them more time.
It was so clever. He's like, just fill out this simple form. It's just one page. Pick it up.
You're like, you
hand
do
it back in.
Pick it up, walk outside and forget everything I just told you.
That's exactly what it
Three
is.
Three simple steps to not getting your assessment.
How clever is that? Oh, ADHD, yeah. Just give it, tell it to fill the form out. I need them, and my Lion's Mane's not cutting it anymore.
I went in our car last week and the Lion's Mane extract was sitting in the central console. I was like, it's now on the road with you. It's no longer I take this at home.
Is it? No, I feel like the best way to remember to take anything is to put it in somewhere you're always going to look. Yep. So I always have a drink with me and I've got it in the center console that I can just go, right, I'll take that. Another thing I've been taking is iron spray.
Like, uh-huh.
Because my iron was pure low. You spray it in your mouth.
Does it taste like shit, though?
It's the only iron supplement I've ever taken that doesn't taste like blood.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like pomegranate. That's the flavour.
Lovely.
It tastes like blackcurrant juice or something.
Oh. Are you getting enough of it, but or is it just a...
You do 4 sprays in your mouth and your cheek, and then I take a vitamin D and a vitamin K2. So healthy as fuck.
Apparently we're all supposed to be taking vitamin D because we're not getting enough of it.
I feel so much... This has only been like 4 or 5 days and I feel like I've got so much more energy after doing that.
Yeah, but I feel like that as well because it's actually sunny. Like, yeah. I woke up this morning and I was like, sunshine, happy.
I know.
Like, how long did that winter drag on for? And I love winter, but it genuinely felt like an episode of Game of Thrones. Like, it was just never stopping.
I need to get my garden done before I can actually enjoy the spring. This is what's stressing me out.
I need to clear mine as well.
Look at, see, once I get a water supply downstairs and I can actually plug my pressure washer in, I'm going to go wild. I actually can't wait. I want to clean all my path and clean the decking and repaint everything, but yeah. I just can't do anything until I've got a pressure washer.
That's the same with us as well. We've got like wee white walls, but they've like crumbled over the winter and stuff. Like, it's been harsh.
I've been in my garden in Ira yesterday.
Yeah, you have. You were talking about
I put that up some
voice,
bamboo.
The voice note that she sent us, actually, and then she started talking about her hydrangeas.
Yeah.
And which I just laughed and I went,
I've whacked them back.
Typical Ash. Gardening. Mom's back.
But you do realise, see that audio, that, ooh.
Brother, ooh.
What's that? What's that, brother? You know right? What I'm talking about? I use that audio, right, on my big twiggy hydrangeas. Basically, these are like the most beautiful big flowers ever, but they have such an awful, ugly winter.
Yeah.
Like the ugliest of ugly. It's the poor, unfortunate souls. I'll forever compare it to that because there's no other way to compare it. It's just twiggy and scary, a bit like the elephant's graveyard.
Also a wee bit like dangerous looking because so, if you fail on that, you're fucked.
Yeah. Right? Bear in mind, I cut them back. You're meant to leave them, apparently. I have not left them.
Oh, apparently, have I'm you
now No. Apparently, I will not get any flowers off them now. And you the reason why them. I know that, no, I've not killed them. I've just cut them too far. So now they'll just all be green, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I put this on TikTok, right? As a wee funny joke, like, oh, what are we like as hydrangea parents? Like, you have to go through the pure ugly stage. Like, what's that? Ooh, brother, ooh. So I used that audio, right?
Uh-huh.
All the comments are basically people criticising the gardening, right? I have never been humbled so quickly. They're like, you do realise that the reason why they're like that is because you've hard pruned them. Have I? Have I? What does
hard
that mean?
Hard pruned.
I've hard pruned them.
Seedy gardener.
Garden TikTok, are they all dicks?
They're ready.
Oh my
garden
God.
TikTok, by the way, is a whole new realm that I am now part of.
I can say hand on heart, I'll never be there.
I feel like they want to bring me in. And they want to look after me. There is definitely a helpful
undertone.
You'll
become one of them. You'll become one of them. Don't try and join
you
that
will.
Gang.
Let's they're face it. You're going to wiggle in there with your eucalyptus.
They're pulling
the deer.
Me. They're pulling me.
Can I come in, please?
I can't. Guys, I'm not
ready
here
to judge. Just let me know.
We get into our stories because I've got a wee dilemma. It's an am I the asshole?
Oh, I love
moment,
it.
Right?
Can we make it like a different word though?
I like to say
I
it on
like
purpose.
It.
I like to say an asshole.
Asshole. What was that again? Asshole.
Meet the Fockers,
that's it.
The baby kept saying asshole. Okay, right, so someone's made a complaint here. I'm writing to make a formal complaint about several issues that we had during our stay at your premises. The booking was made under X name and we stayed in one of your lodges. Our overnight stay was booked for months in advance for a group of 11 women to celebrate a party. Celebrate a party? What? What does that even mean?
A birthday.
Exactly. We had looked at several venues that would accommodate our group size and varying ages, so we decided to come to your premises because we loved the beautiful style views and in particular the hot tub. This is something that other venues were missing, so we were very much looking forward to this. In total, our group paid around £1,450 for our night stay and the activities afterwards. The majority of us drove from Glasgow, while two of our guests had actually flown for the occasion.
Oh my, for a night?
For a night.
Wow.
Wow, good friends, eh?
I know.
We had no problems checking in when we arrived and the group were very impressed by the lodge. We were welcomed by a man who I'm assuming is the manager of some sort, and he was very friendly, brought us some cocktails from the reception because they'd forgotten to leave them in the room. We were told that the hot tub would shut off at 11 p.m. That's usually the case in most places, eh? We had dinner and drinks first at around 9:30 p.m. and we decided to make use of the hot tub. We'd been in the hot tub for less than 20 minutes before the bubbles stopped and the water began to turn cold. Given the freezing temperatures, it didn't take long before the water cooled significantly. God, she likes to get into detail, eh?
I know. What
the hell? We were told by the older members of our party who had been getting ready for bed that the electricity had been cut out in the upstairs rooms. Not only did this leave the bedrooms in darkness, but it also meant that we had a loss of use of one of the ensuite bathrooms. On further investigation, we also realised the downstairs bathrooms had no power either. We contacted the reception, who sent someone to our lodge. For the next hour and a half to 2 hours, we had several people showing up to our lodge to try and fix the electricity. By this point, our celebrations had stopped and we were sitting in silence in the living room waiting for this to be resolved.
Oh, mood killer.
Two of our older guests were tired but unable to go to bed as the servicemen were in and out their room. Why do I imagine
them servicemen
sitting with their eyes prized open going, I'm dying for sleep. Eventually, they gave up and advised us that they would send someone to check again in the morning. Considering we paid all of this money for one night, we were not pleased about this news, as it was supposed to be a celebration, but in the end, everything stopped at 9:30 on a very sour note and we all went to bed in darkness. I am somewhat surprised that given the health and safety laws, we were not offered an alternative lodge at this point. How can it be safe for 11 women to stay in bedrooms with no lighting? Both rooms upstairs were in complete darkness, and during the night, our electricity was cut out further, meaning that by 3 a.m, we had only lights in the hall and one toilet between 11 people. The only toilet with a light that worked was the one that was by the front door. In the morning, no one could have showers, and the ensuite had no windows and remained in darkness. A few of our group were panicking as they hadn't been able to charge their phones and were relying on sat-navs to get home later, but we heard nothing from reception, so I called them again at 8:30, and then they sent the manager to check on us again. He was very friendly and apologised. He managed to fix the electricity within a few minutes of work on the fuse box. However, he advised that the hot tub would take some time to heat up again. In all honesty, by this point, the atmosphere of the weekend had been ruined, and we were hoping to leave the lodge and carry on with the next part of our trip. We were then met with a rude phone call by the reception at 11:15 asking, "Do you know you're supposed to check out by 11 a.m? This has already been an awful experience by this point, and we'd left the lodge with no electricity all night. I found it astounding that we were being harassed to get checking out 15 minutes late. What?
I'm just thinking something. Carry on.
Okay.
This is ringing a bell. Is this not seeming so familiar to you?
Familiar to who, Ailey? Familiar to who?
Do you not recognise this? You do, actually.
Do you know what this is, Lauren?
This is us. This is us.
I would like to... There's more. There's more. Would you like me to go on?
The second you started with this, I was like, that fucking happened to us as well.
Is this fucking blatant at us?
No joke. When you started describing it, I was like, I know that place.
This goes on and on and on and on. But you know what happens at the end of this, girls?
What
happens at the end of this? I would like a response to my complaint acknowledging each point made as soon as possible to try and understand why this happened. There was also an issue with the afternoon tea, right?
Right. Oh my God, there was a huge...
Massive issue with afternoon tea. However, I would like you to consider compensation as we paid over £1,000 for a luxury lodge with a hot tub only to receive a lodge with no electricity and what can only be described as a cold outdoor bath.
I got it.
Do you know what happened after this, girls? This is Ailey's complaint about my hen do. What happened after
was
that?
Was that the hen do?
What happened after that? 11 people away for a hen do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was, but we've just been there.
What happened after that, girls?
What happened?
Oh, they definitely gave us another night back, which meant we definitely went back. And guess who remembers? My mum. She was listening to that episode that we said, when I basically said to you guys, we did my hen do the second time round, Ash's hen do part two.
Uh-huh.
And you two,
turned
round and accused me of being a liar. You ekin sued me. You told me I was a liar. Actress, get the fuck out.
We don't remember stuff though, so
if you ask me when I was 14, I'll tell you what happened then.
Use this as your case study for that doctor's appointment, Ailey, because that there is a long-winded message and she remembers nothing about the resolution.
I do like a complaint letter though.
But see that, right?
I'm in my element. Like,
see, when my mum phoned me that day, she was like, I've just listened to the podcast, right? And Ailey Wells has got no memory because we absolutely went back for your second hen do because she complained about things that happened in the first one and that's why we got the night for free.
But see the second time, who went? Because I feel like...
My gran never went. The girls from London never went. You went.
I don't think I went.
You did?
I think I was on holiday.
You weren't on holiday. You went. I've asked
No, I was 100% not there because I remember you sending me a video or something when I was away.
You were there.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
You were there and Courtney was there as well because she was no longer pregnant by that point and we were all saying how nice it was that Courtney got to go.
What did we do?
Went in the warm hot tub.
Because it was on this time.
Because it was on this time. So there we go. See if anyone wants to... Maybe I'm going to try and find the audio for it and slip it in here somewhere where I say, I will die in the hill that we went back there because I... was correct.
That's so funny because when you're reading that, I'm like, that's so similar to what happened. I bet you it's the same lodge as us.
I was listening going, I know that place.
Also, do you know what?
That's the best complaint, by the way. See, when you want to read the rest of it, the bit of the afternoon tea is like my favourite. The cold outdoor bath.
But do you know that finished me off. See, when I was younger, I remember going on holiday and the hotel had like a weird spa section, right, where they had different jacuzzis and had saunas and stuff, but you had to go and ask for the key first.
Oh,
right, bit dodgy. But I remember going up and saying to the guy, like, can we have the key for the jacuzzi? And I remember the line that always sticks in my head, again, using up valuable memory space. The jacuzzi is nice, but it has no bubbles. That is always in my head.
The jacuzzi.
And the response was,
jacuzzi?
So the jacuzzi is nice. And I remember being like, so it's just a bath. That's just a bath. Several other people. There's no bubbles. A big cold bath.
Also, I can't be dealing with a jacuzzi that see the wee like bubbles that you would make in your juice.
Oh, you want?
I want the jets. Like, I want it firing on my back. I want it being pain.
Me personally would never now go use a public jacuzzi. Genuinely never. After seeing that video of the guy who was like really, really, really overweight, right? I can't remember what program it was, but
Dispatch is something or other.
Yeah, it was something like that, right? And he was basically saying that he cannot wipe his own arse, right? But the girl was like, okay, so is that a big problem for you? And he was like, I basically just go down to the jacuzzi once a week and get right in over the jets and just
why not just
let that do the work?
Shower head off the wall and do it yourself.
Oh, that would have been, well, he could, the shower could reach.
Well, this was his own automatic system that he was sharing with several other unknowing people.
But
it defeats the point because then he's just sitting in his own shit. So now it's not just confined to his arsehole, it's now confined to like his whole body.
Yeah, maybe it gets a wee bit less and then he jumps in the pool, I would imagine, and swims a bit. I don't trust anyone.
No.
Don't trust anyone, especially in public settings.
No, that's disgusting.
It wouldn't be me.
I'm sorry. That.
Did you not once see somebody like doing something really weird with a jacuzzi?
Yeah, I was going
with a leg up.
I was at Stobo like Castle.
Oh, right? For the love of God.
And a woman was at the side of the pool, laying her head on the side of the tiles of where you would, like, you know, to pull yourself up.
Yeah.
Get the pool. She was laying like that with one leg up over a jet.
Shameless.
And absolutely I literally shameless. Looked at her and I went, I know exactly what's going on there. And she looked at me, smiled and continued.
Oh, no.
It was actually horrendous.
Why? People have no shame. That's such an exhibitionist thing to do.
Yeah. It was grim.
And do you know what? She was just enjoying herself far too much to even stop when you looked her in the eye.
Gross.
And thought, I can't stop now. Don't stop me now.
I mean, she wasn't really looking at me. Her eyes were kind of crossed like that. So, double castle.
Was she quivering a little bit? Or was it just the jets? Right, I've got my voice note here. We play this and see what
happens. I love a voice note.
There's no context at all, it's just a voice note.
Oh, so never know.
We'll see what we say.
Girls, I was just at the McDonald's drive-thru, shock, and obviously had the pod on in the car, and my car's got a screen in the middle, obviously between the two seats, and I'm just sitting at the window waiting to pay, already feeling judged for being a fat bastard, but anyway, he's come up to me with a card machine, so I go to scan my phone and forgetting that what's on my screen, and he's reading dry humping and vaginas. Honestly, the look I got, he just doesn't understand.
Dry humping and vaginas.
By the way, that's not even the worst title.
There
have been a lot worse, but also that is something we maybe need to consider. Does anyone want us to tone down the titles just in case you're a bit embarrassed at the
worst
traffic
one,
lights?
A girl who worked in the gym that I used to go to said that she went to play something on her phone,
uh-huh,
but it was still connected to the car or something like that,
uh-huh,
and it was her and her husband and her husband's work colleagues in the car, and the one that came up was dildos in the dishwasher.
It's a classic though.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
It's a
classic.
It's a good one.
Got a story. My sister-in-law hid her pants in my husband's bag to make me think he was cheating on me.
Whoa, whoa.
What a
stop
title.
Stop a minute.
What an opening line.
Ew. Whoa. Your sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law hid her pants.
Her pants.
I always use you guys as the thingy. That's basically Lauren hiding her pants in Fra's bag to make you think.
He's having an affair.
That Fra's having an affair.
Wowee.
Right.
Bunny boiler.
I've been married for 7 years and always had problems with my husband's sister, Jess. She's never liked me. She was a bully at school and hated that I ended up with her brother, especially since he used to date one of Jess's friends.
Okay.
And our relationship started quite soon after they'd split up. By the way, there was no overlap, but Jess always believed that I stole her friend's boyfriend, basically. So she's always had that weird loyalty thing.
So let me just get angry at the new girl rather than my brother.
I know. She spent the first year of our relationship trying to break us up. She'd tell him that I was cheating and she'd side chat me to warn me about him and how he was a cheater. Anyway, we got through it, got engaged, and Jess was raging. From the time we got engaged until we got married, she was on a full rampage trying to make sure that it didn't happen. One of her many mental things that she did was hiding her underwear in my husband's bag after his stag do. She picked him and the boys up from the airport, and I genuinely think that she slipped her pants into his bag. It sounds crazy, but so is she. By the way, I'm 100% certain that he didn't cheat because, one, by his reaction when I found the pants, which was genuine confusion, two, by Jess's reaction when I pulled her up, and three, who would cheat and bring the girl's pants home anyway?
True.
He instantly said it was Jess that was responsible, which says it all to me. And Jess denied it, and but her face went scarlet. Obviously, we still got married. She cried happy tears throughout the day, and seven years later, she's still a fucking nightmare. Another example: she invites him to her barbecues and not me, and says it's family only. And she invites, her friend, his ex from years ago, as if that would annoy me. She also cuts me out of pictures on her Instagram.
Oh, she's petty.
Yeah, she's petty.
Petty bitch.
Petty girl. The loyalty to that pal, though. She's I'm still going to hate her, like seven odd years later.
Nearly 10 years later, by the time you had the going out, the engagement, the wedding.
She's nice to my face and I've learned to live with it, but the pants situation will never leave my mind. Imagine dropping your sexy undies into your brother's bag.
Oh, it screams creepiness though as well. And I think there's something about it.
Her and the pal have probably like schemed that together.
Yep.
Like split them up.
And also, let's face it, right? See if you want to like err on the side of caution and go, did he maybe do that? The guys fucking leave their own stuff on holiday, never mind bring back stuff that's not their own. Yeah,
no. And how would it, for that whole situation to have happened, for him to be guilty, to not only cheat, but also steal the girl's pants, take them home, and then to know that Jess has also at some point been involved, you just know it's going to be her.
Plus, let's be fair, were they worn? Because you can tell when a pair of pants has been worn.
I don't want to hear the details of that.
No, but like... If you know
don't
that there's
go any
like
further, I know what you're like.
No more than freshly washed pants.
Then you know for a fact that it's not like being a one night stand, and he's just grabbed all the clothes and shoved them in his bag to come home.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
They're clean.
Yeah,
like they're new.
Oh yeah, I think that's you would know. Yeah. You would be able to tell for sure. I think that it sounds like it's been her.
I think it's been her as well.
She's an absolute
And see if
horror.
She's still like that 7 years later and not inviting you to family parties and doing all that. I don't think she'll ever change.
How can you say? It's family only when you literally share the name.
Yeah.
Like I mean, the marriage thing shouldn't mean anything, but like you've been together for what, 10 years?
I really hope he's not going to these parties though. Do you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, true.
That is a really important thing.
Yeah, you
if
would
he's like,
have
sorry,
to,
Jess says you can't come, I'd be like, Jess fucking had a pair of pants and tried to split us up.
Mm. Jess had a pair of pants and tried to split us up.
Oh, why do I feel like there could have been some good like workaround for that to set her up? Do you know what I mean?
What, Jess?
I had to find out if they definitely are her pants. Like, I would have been tempted to like put them on her washing line or something and see and be there and see if she reacts to it.
Like, if she unclipped them and just took them in as if, like, oh, they're there.
Yeah. Rather than, or literally, if you'd have got them and went, oh my God, that's so weird seeing you picked him up from the airport, these fell in his bag.
Your big bloomers, Jess. Your big cow.
Yeah,
and also see the other part there. You said that she's nice to my face.
She's not.
She's not nice to your face.
No.
How can you possibly be nice to someone's face if you're not inviting them to family get-togethers?
That's given pure psychopath, isn't it? Like, yeah. Really watch her.
Are you sure she's not in love with her best friend? Because that, like,
Are you sure she's not in love with her brother? It's fucking weird.
Yeah, exactly.
The cut in the Instagram pictures as well is so like.
Petty.
It's so petty, but it's pure nasty though as well because it's like delivered it like it's nasty. Like that must be something that like okay, she might not be bothered, but surely it must get to you a wee bit. Like
yeah, but what do you do, right? So what do we do for our girl? What do we tell her that she should do for like getting at least a wee bit of a kind of satisfaction at all these things? First of all, I'm going to say if you're ever involved in any pictures, make sure you're right beside her.
Yeah.
Because then she can't cut you off then.
Put your arms round her on either side.
Uh-huh. Really embrace her. Yeah, embrace her entirely, right? That's going to be number one. Secondly, show up at the family parties and be like, oh, I thought these were family. Ting, ting, ting. flashing gay pride.
Kapow!
Winch your brother in front of her repeatedly.
Uh-huh. And her pal.
Yeah.
Who seems to always be hanging about as well.
Like, literally the whole winch thing, and then just look back and go, wee.
The wee American movie of the wee wink at the end as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ting, ting.
I would also feel the need to make some kind of dig about the pants in front of her, just to remind her that you still remember it. Do you know what I mean?
Do like it over the dinner table. Do it at one of the family parties and just go, your big lacy knickers made your way into your brother's bag. Do we need to get you help? Or, you know, are you going to stop this now, Jess? Like, not only is she...
actually been a bit of a rat bastard.
I did think that.
I know we don't. But listen, we need, you always think of all possibilities. Imagine that's the perfect cover-up.
Yeah.
Dare I say it? To go... oh, they're not mine. I don't know. Where have they come from?
Probably
that's
Jess.
Probably Jess, by the way. I know what she's like. She's a psycho.
That's how we need to know if they're worn or not.
Who brought
And then Jess has actually been messaging saying, by the way, he's a cheat. Just watch. Imagine she's telling the truth the whole time.
Oh, no. It's done a full 360.
And here's the thing. You can't hate your sister that much if she's picking you up from the airport.
And maybe she's went red because she's been like, oh, my God, my brother needs me to cover for him.
Yep.
Oh, don't do that.
Sorry, we don't know.
But she cuts her out of pictures and doesn't invite her to family parties.
She could just
that?
Be a bit of a bitch. She could just be a wee bit of a bitch.
She could just be a bit of a bitch.
But then maybe but the brother, cheating bit is unrelated.
Maybe it's unrelated.
Oh, shit.
Or who knows, maybe the pants belong to somebody that one of the brother's pals got with.
Yep.
And it's like somebody else is going to be in a big trouble because they're also married.
Yeah.
Or just get married.
Like nobody put anybody's pants in their bag.
I know. That would have been so much easier.
That'd be a simple way to do it.
Yeah.
Everyone go home with your own pants on.
Yeah. That's true. And keep them on the whole night.
Yes.
None of this would ever happen.
I'm looking forward to getting all the stag do and hen do stories for the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
How are we going to get stag do stories though? Because we're going to need guys to come clean.
We'll need to...
Do we need to do something anonymous?
I think we'll do an anonymous. I think we need to literally say, but listen, guys also, right? We're saying that as if guys don't talk. Guys love to go home. Some guys, not all, and tell all the stories to their missus.
Yeah.
There's some relationships that will literally be the whole secret service, you get told nothing, boys, lad code, all that pure bullshit. Or you get the relationship where it's like, they're that way with their pals, then when they go home with their girlfriend, they're like, I'll tell you this.
Yeah,
because guys,
they're literally putting their goonie on with a wee cup of tea. Wait, I tell you this.
That's Fra. How many times when we've been over and then Fra comes in with his wee cup of tea, like, what are we talking about?
He is.
He loves to sit down. He's full of good ideas. Pal.
Yeah.
No, by the way, what about him last
peppermint
night?
Tea? You want peppermint tea? Sure, Fra.
I know. Hostess with the most. But he loves to come home and go, wait, I'll tell you what this happened.
Yeah. If I tell you this, I won't tell anyone.
If I tell you this, you can't tell a soul.
No, I love that.
So I'm going to say some of our girls are going to have that situation. Yeah. Or some of our guys that listen.
Yeah.
Guy listeners.
We have a few percent of guys that listen.
Yep, we do.
Do you know what we could do then? We could basically, the girls that listen to this, because it's mostly girls, we need to get them to speak to their husbands who have been on stag do's. Obviously, I can ask Andy because he's been on them all.
Yeah, of course.
He probably knows anybody, actually. Yeah,
he will. He'll definitely know everyone anyway. Been on them. And get them to grass in their pals, but anonymously. You don't need
of
to
course,
name them.
No names.
Just tell us like what your most biggest scandal has been on a stag from what you've seen. I'm pretty sure I've got one that's came out of my head, but I'll need to vet with Andy first just to make sure.
Yeah, but not even just scandals.
Double check with the gaffer.
Yeah, but no. Better see if he's clocked on. See, not even just scandals, even just funny stories.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget. Remember that story they stagged that they'd gone on and they dared one of the guys to trade shirts for one of the most honking shirts they could find in the venue, right? Uh-huh. So they were on a night out in a club and basically they went, Ailey, you need to go and find the worst shirt in here, like Hawaiian shirt or whatever, and get them to trade for you.
Yeah.
But he took off All Saints brand new shirt and gave it to a guy five times the size of him who squeezed in it and burst it all and he swapped it for a Hawaiian shirt.
And then probably woke up in the morning and was like, why am I wearing this?
Yep, because they were just so smashed. Fraser actually said to me last night, we were watching Ultra Fest, is that what it's called? It's like a big dance festival in Miami.
Uh-huh.
And we keep saying we want to go. And he's like, we need to redo my stag anyway. He says to me, and we've still not done your 30th yet. So why don't we go next
that,
year?
That works.
How did he need to redo his stag?
Because he wasn't well in his stag. Remember, we thought he had Aussie flu.
Yeah.
So he was like really
is
not
Andy,
well.
Andy's been come in the on, air. Fra, come on.
Oh, but
Andy's
not invited.
Andy's run out of stags.
This is just a mean Fra thing.
Oh, okay.
So you call it a stag?
Yeah, you can just have a holiday then.
So he's like, we're redoing my stag. And we didn't get to your 30th because we'd cancel because Charlie was.
And it's just you.
Me and you. Me and you. So see if there's any like gossip.
Let's imagine Fra if you're dressed up at the airport in something dead embarrassing. And you've got and a t-shirt
me,
on.
Me
you've got a t-shirt on like Fra's stag 2024.
Fra's redo.
And she's looking, going, what a sad couple is that we could get for his stag. And he's just.
And that's his wife.
That can be on the back of the t-shirt.
Oh my God, having a so joint funny. Stag 30th.
Because we need an excuse holiday. For a holiday, we can't just go.
Oh my God, that is what it is. You try and justify all these things.
I know.
£5 a week until then.
That's that.
That used to be Andy. Anytime that he'd be like, oh, we're thinking of me and the guys are thinking of going away before Andy was getting married, before the stag do thing, it was, we're thinking of going away. And I'd be like, oh, like we need to pay for this, this, this. And he'd be like, I know, but we're just all going to set up a direct debit for like, £5 a week.
Uh-huh.
And then by the time, oh no, it was for their 30th, wasn't it?
30th.
They were talking about going to
this
Vegas.
This was when they were 25.
Yeah, they were 25. It was, see if we set up £5 a week by the time we're 30, we'll have like £1,000 or something like that, wasn't it?
We were
it's
like,
free. It's basically free by that point.
Free. It's, I mean, it's a coffee. Uh-huh. They started doing all this sales pitch. It's like a big sales pitch. Like, it's a coffee. I mean, how much? It's a coffee. A coffee's nothing. You buy a coffee without even thinking
it's
about
it. It's just a coffee every day for the next 5 years. That's
yes,
it.
That is it.
That's it.
Okay.
See, really though, it's like you're saying that to me as if you're like reinventing the wheel. I know how money works.
Yeah.
So you're just going to go to a dance festival? I would love to see videos of you and Fra just raving it out.
He actually said to me, he was going, look at that. Imagine you were on my shoulders. It's like, what? This large size of me on your shoulders? Me, all of me.
I just see Fran with like shoulders. the early 2000 glasses with all the lines on. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah, nobody could see a thing with him.
Yeah,
nobody could see a thing.
What sort of music is it? Pure dance music.
Yeah, like, Calvin Harris is at it.
Oh my God,
I think that'd be so much fun. And I actually don't even feel like you would need a drink.
No,
like you could just enjoy it.
Isn't it sad though that we're at an age when you go to America, you don't even need to worry about the alcohol limit.
Yeah.
Because we're all well above 21.
Well
although,
above
I got ID'd the other day.
Did or what?
She went, are you over 18? And I went, I love you.
Did you have a single tear?
Yes. I went, I'm 32. And she went, all right, hen. And I was like,
you're literally double the age.
Yeah.
Isn't that double? 18, 18. Something like that.
Not really.
46.
36.
36?
Yeah, you're not double the age.
Not quite.
Stop it.
But you're nearly.
But yeah, I was like, are you over 18? I love you.
Oh my God, I'd be so happy with
love
that.
Love you, honey.
I remember being ID'd before, but it was like a time where I was like not that long after having Charlie and I was just pure harassed. But I'd done the big food shopping. I was buying a gift. I had my house keys. I had my two children. I had my under eye bags. We were ready to go. I was 1,000% a fully fledged adult with a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And this girl ID'd me, she was younger than me, mm-hmm. She ID'd me and I was looking at her going, I've not got my ID, I've got nothing on me to show what age I am. And she was like, oh, I can't serve that. And I was like, I literally have two children and you can tell by looking at me that I'm like, why? But you don't look like you're over 25. Are you over 25? I'm like, I am 25.
Yeah.
But you're not over 25. I was like, yeah.
I remember going to Tesco once with Kirsty, right, who was 3 years older than me. And I, at the time, must have been like 19 anyway, yeah. Right? But she was buying drink for something and she used her, she had her ID, but I never had anything for me.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, I can't in case you're buying it for her.
Yeah, you can't.
And I was
it.
Like,
what was this, my mum?
I'm an adult.
Yeah, what uh-huh.
And she was
there.
Like, yeah, but if there's more than one person, then you all need ID.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if somebody comes in with their actual child and it wants to buy a bottle of wine?
But yeah, if it's two people that are around about the similar age, then both of them have to be ID because like, the drink would be
somebody to jump
the
in.
The drink
for
would
me.
Be for
here, co-op girl here.
I know this is it.
No, but that,
Bar Lauren.
That was it. That was the whole. I tell you, it was the biggest power trip when they were cunts.
See you.
Sorry, your ID.
I know you with your big balls.
Yep. Bye. Bring me down your ID.
Whereas, see, when I was younger, I remember always thinking I would jump in for anyone.
Same.
I would do it for anyone.
I know, it's a pure night changer. Stop being pure dicks.
You could save my whole night if you just buy
a really good time.
Now, then you turn 18 and you're like, I would never do that.
Oh, yeah.
I also remember thinking when I used to have to get the bus before I drove, I used to think, see, if it was pure pouring rain and somebody's waiting at the bus stop, I would offer them a lift. I remember thinking that I would genuinely do that.
Would you? Fuck, you're the cold-hearted person.
No, I would never, of course, because I would drive. Now I just drive past them like...
Look at me in my chariot.
She swerves into the puddles and all that.
So many good intentions to be such a good person.
I like told you this.
What?
We got a lift on holiday. Did I tell you this?
No.
We were walking down from our villa, me, Fraser, and the kids. And we were walking down. It was quite warm at this point in the day. So it was like kind of like the early afternoon.
Uh-huh.
We're walking down the road. And this car, this big people carrier, verges upside us. And this lovely girl put her window down and she was like, where are you going? And I went, we're going to the front. We're going to the promenade. And she's like, jump in, I'll give you a free ride.
No, have you never seen any movies? Where...
And I looked at Fraser and I went, this looks like we're getting stolen.
Yep.
Us and our children are getting... Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, what the fuck? She's like, jump in. She's like, I'm actually opening a restaurant down here. So we're doing construction just now. She's opening up a Chinese restaurant. She was so lovely. Originally from China, had lived in Lanzarote for the last like 6 years, was building her business and all that. And her family were all moving over and whatever. And she gave us a lift down to the front. And then she was like, have a nice day. Her name was Jessica. She was like, have a nice day. And we were like, bye, Jessica. And then later on, I was like, Fraser, do you actually think that she was like making a restaurant? He's like, I don't know. Walked further along in this beautiful, brand new, you'll see it when you go, Lauren, because I think it'll be ready. This beautiful, brand new row of shops are down the front. At this like bit that was derelict before, they've actually created all these new shops, and this restaurant was there getting all these gorgeous wee lanterns and all that up inside. And aww, it was a restaurant.
Maybe she was literally like, if I offer tourists a lift, they're going to come for dinner.
Yeah, that's what
it's the perfect, a perfect beautiful marketing campaign.
So for anyone listening, do not ever take a lift off a stranger.
No.
But Ella loved it because she had all like, see the kind of, what do you call it? Is it kawaii? Is that kind of stuff? She had all these wee kawaii things in her car. So Ella was like, I love the stuff she has. It's so cute. It's kitsch.
So kitsch.
Oh yeah, girl. So
I love how the other day when we were, I said to Ella, just a conversation starter, right? If you could only have one food for the rest of your life, it was your death row meal we were talking about.
No, Andy went to say to her, see if tomorrow this was like your last day.
He didn't want to say it in the air, and then he thought, right, pull it back.
And I was looking at him going, like, that looks painful. What's coming out your mouth sounds painful. Somebody help him. And you just basically went, if it was the last meal you ever had to eat for the rest of your life, what would you have?
Sushi.
Yeah.
I was like, sushi, Ella, go out, you can have anything. She's like, no, sushi.
But I honestly think that all the kind of, she loves anything Japanese, Chinese. That's all her thing. It's her pure calling. She loves all of that stuff. Fashion, style, everything about it. She loves it all.
She's picked an aesthetic, hasn't she?
She's picked an aesthetic and she's sticking to it. She loves, that's her, anything to do with that kind of culture, she's well into it. She's got this really, I don't know, see, because she's about to be 9, right? She's kind of went from like a wee girl into like a preteen, a tween kind of thing. But I feel as if she's a couple of years older. I've always said this than her actual age. Last night I was in the bath, right? And it's very much like an open door policy in my house, right? If I'm having a bath, you can come and talk to me. I don't care. So I was like exfoliating, right? Mm-hmm. Really going for it with exfoliating, wash myself. And she came in and was wanting to get ideas for a dress for when it's her birthday, right? So she was showing me all these dresses she liked, whatever. And then I just seen her looking up from the phone and looked at me and kind of smirked and did a wee laugh and then looked back down at her phone. And I went, what are you laughing at? Are you laughing at my body? And she went, no. And I went, Ella, you are. Are you laughing at my boobs? And she went, I'm not. Stop. I'm not. And I went, Ella, you are, aren't you? And she went, I'm not. And then I just like killed it. I was like, listen, see, when you've had two kids and you look like this, I'll not be laughing. I'll not be sitting beside you where you are laughing at you. She went, that's because you'll not be here. Pardon?
Savage.
Pardon? I went, what do you mean? I went, what, like I'll be dead? She went, no, why would you be in my house when I'm in the bath? I thought she meant that I would be
dead. You'll be dead by then, yeah.
But what she meant was, she said to me, you'll probably be in your house with Daddy with your new dog. But Maggie's now dead.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, Maggie.
I'm not killed off, but the dog's been killed off. If you want to get involved, remember you can send us your dilemmas, stories, rants, voice notes, all that stuff. Specifically now heading up to Showtime, I want to get a wee kind of flurry of hen do, sag do, wedding chat. Like, I love all that stuff. There's always some kind of drama.
And it doesn't need to be your story. That's the main thing. It could be anybody's story.
Yeah. Yep. something you've heard, something you've seen online, anything at all, send it in. 07428 957 885 is the hotline bling.
Ooh.
And remember, if you want to watch this episode, you can go and watch it on YouTube, but you can also get this and also Confession Sessions double episode on Supercast, which is getting a whole new look, by the way.
Yeah, I've seen this.
It looks really good. So we'll leave the details for that in the description of this episode. So click on there and you can unlock all of that. And you can listen audibly as well.
Yes,
if you want to.
Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye. Bye.